Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
Good morning, guys. Yeah, that's right, you're listening to The Bravo Show on this beautiful Friday. It's Friday morning, friends. We made it to the end of the week. Congratulations. Take a look at the person sat directly to your right. Shake their hand and congratulate them on 5 working days almost completed. Oh, how are you doing, Natch?
Very well, thank you.
Any plans for the weekend? No barbecues, no parties?
No.
Oh, we call those the golden weekend, sir. Yeah, hopefully I've got no plans. Izzy actually said to me she wanted to learn how to play a very specific video game. Oh, jeez Louise. Oh, is that another weekend of just sitting around and playing video games and relaxing? My God, I hope so. I don't know what your plans are. Hopefully you're going out and doing some amazing things. Or if you're a little bit more like me, getting some rest and relaxation so you can give it your all for the following week. Whatever it is you're doing, have a great one. Let's see what we've got coming up in the show for today. In today's 100 Humans, we ask them to name something people hire other people to plan. Kind of complicated, isn't it? Nombra algo por lo que la gente contrata a alguien para planificar. Is that a good translation, Natch?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's today's 100 Humans. We will find out... what happened to a French woman in an Italian church in today's Complete the News? And also, we have a good unpopular opinion today. I kind of designed this one to be a little bit more lighthearted, but I have a little feeling that it's going to get, you know, a little serious. Today's unpopular opinion is spontaneity is overrated. La espontaneidad. I think, right? Yeah, okay, thank you. I'm getting the stoic nod from the Natch there. La espontaneidad está sobrevalorada. We'll get into that in a little bit. First of all, I'm here, you're here, the Natch is here. Let's see what's going on in the world. Oh my God, Natch. The dam burst. My diet dam burst last night. You know, I control myself. I've been coming into work with a little Tupperware with rice and chicken and broccoli. The diet dam burst. I ate three ice creams, 2 bags of red rope licorice, and a whole bag of like ajo y perejil pan. Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, because this little divider, you guys can't see it, but there's a little kind of glass divider between Natch and I. It's kind of like a confessional in a church. So I'm confessing my sins to Nacho and to the thousands of people listening. Oh my God, dude. Do I have a bad stomach this morning? Jeez Louise. Anyway, let's get into the show, shall we? Do you think people know who OJ Simpson is here in Spain, Natch?
Yes, not in depth.
But something, right? Maybe you know him from the movie Naked Gun, where he played alongside Leslie Nielsen. He was in the Naked Gun movies. He was an NFL superstar, you know, actor. I think he was a sports presenter after his career in football. Oh, yeah. And also, he was involved in a high-speed chase and what was called the trial of the century for allegedly murdering his ex-wife and her friend. Yeah, and he died today. Let's get into the news. I think I pulled up an article here from the BBC. OJ Simpson, NFL star acquitted in the trial of the century, dies at the age of 76. OJ Simpson, estrella de la NFL, absuelto en el juicio del siglo, muere a los 76 años. Let's see what people are saying in the chat here. Bridge is with us. How are you doing, Bridge? By the way, if you want to join us, a big good morning to Mr. Cruthando, to Vero, to the Bridge, and to all the people that are joining us live right now, the sexy people joining us in the audience. How are you doing? Good morning. If you want to be as cool as those people, twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. That's Bohemio Profesional, pero en inglés. Bridge here says, You got me at the foot of the cannon, adjacent to the ball, next to the wick. That sounded unnecessarily sexual. The British, she continues by saying, it's burst, that's why you are so fluid again today. Yeah, it could be. You know, maybe I need the golosinas, maybe I need the high-fat food to be at peace on the radio. I don't know. Maybe there's, you know, maybe there's something in it. I think my girlfriend would disagree. So yeah, O.J. Simpson, who died at 76, was a former NFL star and a controversial figure in American culture. Simpson gained fame as the Heisman Trophy winner and a professional football player, mostly with the Buffalo Bills. After retiring, he worked as a sports commentator and actor. His notoriety peaked when he was tried and acquitted in the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman, in 1995, in a case dubbed the Trial of the Century that highlighted deep societal divisions. Later in 2007, Simpson was convicted on robbery and kidnapping charges and served 9 years in prison, according to his complex legacy intertwining sports, celebrity and legal drama. Yeah, wow. What a storied past that man had. A little historical context, because I think one thing that sticks in people's mind with the O.J. Simpson trial is he seemed very guilty. Do you know anything about the trial, Natch? Did you ever watch the miniseries they made?
No.
Well, it seemed obvious to everyone spectating on the trial that he was guilty. But for some historical context, it happened very soon, like 2 years or something after the LA riots, and OJ being, you know, a very, very famous actor, well, a black actor, that I think there was a lot of concern there to spark more racial tension. I don't know. I mean, I'd love to know your perspective on this. He seemed guilty. But, you know, according to the law of the land, he wasn't really convicted of anything until 2007. So crazy. Yeah, let's move on. Next piece of news. Scary news. Good morning, Hema, joining us live in the chat. How are you doing, Hema? Amazon grows to over... Get this. This is scary. This is a scary number, Natch. Amazon grows to over 750,000 robots as the world's second largest private employer replaces over 100,000 humans. Wow. The world's second largest private employer has just replaced over 100,000 humans. Let that sink in. Amazon crece a más de 750,000 robots como el segundo mayor empleador privado del mundo y reemplaza a más de 100,000 humanos. Sobering news there, especially for all those people who are out there saying, you know, robotics, AI, they're just tools. Okay. Amazon Inc. has significantly expanded its use of robotics, now employing over 750,000 robots to assist in various operational tasks alongside its human workforce. As the world's second largest private employer, Amazon has seen a decrease in human employees from 1.6 million in 2020 to 2021 to 1.5 million. Alongside a rapid increase in robots growing from 200,000 in 2019 to over 750,000. Oh my God. Does this not seem like the writing is on the wall, Natch? How do you feel about this? Are you worried about the about AI and robotics kind of merging and entering the workforce? As a father, I'm saying, because possibly it won't affect us until, well, for another 10 years. But as a father, is this something that concerns you?
Yes, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Richard once asked me, like, how would I advise his grandchildren on what to study? And you know what I said back then? It was a couple of years ago now. I said, you know, maybe how giving them an insight in how to interact with AI models would be good. And I realized now what I was describing was prompt engineering. Which is possibly the easiest job to be replaced. Yeah, I don't know. What do you study? I'll tell you what I personally am doing. I've got a relatively powerful computer at home. I download AI models and I practice with them and play with them, especially if they're in my field, which is media production. And I use that because I feel like the people who are going to be replaced last are the people who are actually using those tools. So if you want a bit of advice from the bald man, there you have it. Let's continue on with this piece of news. These robots, such as the new models Sequoia and Digit, are primarily used for repetitive tasks to enhance efficiency, safety, and delivery speeds. While the integration of robots is said to create new skilled job categories, it raises concerns about job displacement and the broader implications for the workforce. Despite fears of negative impacts on employment, Amazon maintains that automation leads to more complex and creative roles for human workers, reflecting a shift towards integrating advanced technologies with a human skill set. Paint it how you want to paint it. People are losing their jobs, and a lot of us will. So yeah, maybe it's time to write to your local government and insist that they start to do something. BTI is with us. How are you doing? Joining us on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. How are you doing, sir? All right. Final piece of news. It's a shame because I do have more. Would you rather learn about a futuristic engine or dumb phones, Natch? What would you rather know about?
Dumb phones.
The dumb phone boom is real. El auge. Is that right? Auge? El auge de los teléfonos básicos es real. This is coming from The New Yorker today. So the article in The New Yorker discusses the rising trend of using simpler mobile devices known as dumb phones as a counteraction to the overwhelming presence of smartphones. Will Stultz and Daisy Krigbaum, a couple who found themselves overly attached to their smartphones, ventured into a business called Dumb Wireless. Dumb es tonto, más o menos. Para traducirlo. Dumb phones. Móviles tontos. So their business, Dumb Wireless, selling phones that lack advanced features to help reduce screen time. Their business has seen a significant uptick in sales, reflecting a broader dissatisfaction with the digital dominance in daily life. This shift is also fueled by concerns over child safety and mental health impacts from continuous smartphone use. The article also highlights various products like the Light Phone, which offers basic digital minimalism. Here's a great question, right? Something that I would like to ask Andrea at some point, because she's the other parent of reference I have in my life. Natch, would you be... At what age are you going to allow baby Natches to have a mobile phone?
I don't know. Quanto más tarde.
Yeah, like 18. Or
well,
is 18?
I guess 18 is going to be impossible, but yeah. Maybe 14, 15.
Well, here's the why of that question. Would you be more likely to give them a dumb phone? I guess yes, right? No apps. One of those old Motorola. They can play Snake and Call. That's it. You'd be more likely to give them one of those, right? Does this not offer a brilliant opportunity to parents who want to stay connected to their kids, but also don't want their kids to experience the mind rot? You know, the dopamine drowning of smartphones. Would you consider giving baby Natch like a dumb phone at 14 and then maybe a smartphone at 18? Does this not open up other avenues? I think this is ingenious. The only problem is, are we paying top price for a worse product? That worries me, you know? Maybe you have your old Motorola phone squirreled away somewhere in a drawer. Maybe it's time to dig that out. But interesting stuff. Rob, I got myself a brain hemorrhage. I may have overdone it, says the bridge. Mr. Cruthando, there are still people blaming immigrants because of a lack of jobs instead of businesses like Amazon that is replacing humans with robots. That's from Mr. Cruthando. Can we get him Probo approved, please?
Probo approved.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Like, I don't want to kind of politically point any fingers because that has gotten me a death threat in the past. But there are politicians and people in politics pushing the narrative that immigration is causing us to lose our jobs. And it's simply not true. It's never been true throughout history. If anything, historically, we've invited people in to cover jobs. I'm thinking of post-war England. I'm thinking, you know, immigration has been a necessary lubricant to the economy. However, what has caused hundreds of thousands of jobs to disappear is what Amazon are saying here, tools to help productivity. You know, tell a former cashier in a supermarket who now has lost her job because of auto checkouts, that it's immigration. Tell those people in the 20s in car factories who were replaced by robots, tell them that it's immigration. Then we'll come back and we'll have a talk, shall we? Anyway, on that note, let's move on to today's unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Can I just say something, Natch? Thoroughly enjoying this show today. No one banging on the window, no one entering the studio. Oh, mwah. Chef's kiss, friends. Chef's kiss. I'm so glad you're here to share it with me. All right, today's unpopular opinion, an interesting one. Spontaneity, la espontaneidad, is overrated. Está sobrevalorada. How do you think they voted on Instagram, Natch?
True.
You think they voted true? Little, lot?
A little.
Wow. You had your mojo retuned, sir. Well done. 63% said true. Interesting for me, this subject, because I used to be a very spontaneous kind of fly by the seat of my pants guy. Like, I decided to move to Spain. I decided to move to Spain in literally an hour. And the decision was made. And a couple of weeks later, we were driving back to Spain. I decided to move to the Canary Islands in the space of an hour. Whenever I've bought a dog, it's been on a whim. I mean, I love dogs, you know what I mean? And so, you know, it comes with that context. You know, any big life decision I've made has usually been a spur of the moment decision when I was a kid. Now, as a grown man, I'm not the same. And I'm starting to look at spontaneity through a different light. I'm starting to see the benefit of pre-planning, preparation. I now talk to and know other spontaneous people. And boy, can I, my auger drives right down to their very soul. And I see exactly the random chaotic nature by which they live their lives and the impact it has on them. A negative one at that. And boy, let's not mention, aren't spontaneous people a little annoying? Would you consider yourself a spontaneous person, Natch?
No.
No, not me neither. I used to be, but not now. It led me through some of the worst experiences of my entire life. Like, moving to Spain would have been a great idea had I done it a couple of years later with planning and preparation, instead of landing me in a bunch of debt that took me years to get out of. Going to the Canary Islands when I did, terrible idea. When I did it, with whom I did it. You know, terrible idea. Things that impacted me negatively for years. I did them. Why? Because Rob's spontaneous. Go home, Rob. Go home, young Rob. You're drunk. So let's dig into this right now. Is spontaneity overrated? Is being a planner boring? I consider that a really dangerous and, you know, kind of out of date, weird stereotype. But let's get into it right now. On the pro column, right, according to the Probo Show elves, saying yes, spontaneity is overrated. Let's get into it. Spontaneous decisions lack the foresight and planning, often leading to suboptimal or poor outcomes. Whether it's financial decisions, career moves, or personal relationships, impulsivity can result in consequences that outweigh the thrill of the moment. True story. Like, when I left Vaughan the last time, it's because I had an argument with the CEO. I thought, I'm not going to deal with this anymore. I just basically walked out. I mean, I was very lucky that it didn't have a cataclysmic effect. I mean, but yeah, stupid decision. Stupid decision. In fact, most of the dumb decisions I've made in my life have been due to that spontaneous nature of mine. Stress and anxiety, for many, especially those who value structure or suffer from anxiety, the unpredictability that comes with spontaneity can be a significant source of stress. The lack of preparation and control over outcomes can exacerbate feelings of insecurity and unease. Individuals who prioritize spontaneity may be perceived as unreliable or, great word, flaky. Oof, do you have a translation for the word flaky in Spanish, Natch? No idea, right? Flaky person is someone who's unreliable. You can't rely on them. You know, they're, you know, a little, they're with their heads in the clouds. Don't you have something similar, like cabeza en las nubes or algo así? I know. Natch, you know, I'm still teaching him Spanish. It's taking a long while. final point in the pro column. Spontaneity can lead to inefficiency, both in terms of time and resources. Without planning, more effort and money may be expended to achieve the same results, or opportunities may be missed altogether. Exactly. Prudence is key sometimes. Sometimes the best action is inaction. And spontaneous people, certainly me when I was a lot more impulsive, that's the word, impulsive. When I was a lot more impulsive, I missed a lot of opportunities and I wasted a lot of money along the way. All right, let's get into the cons of saying no. There is a real value in spontaneity. Let's get into it. Spontaneity can be a powerful catalyst for creativity. It encourages individuals to step outside of their comfort zones, leading to innovative, however you want to pronounce it, ideas and solutions. The freedom to act on impulse can open up new pathways for creative expression and problem solving. Embracing spontaneity can lead to personal growth and resilience. It teaches flexibility and adaptability, qualities essential for navigating life's unpredictability. Facing the unknown can build character and confidence, equipping individuals to handle the future challenges more effectively. There is some truth to that, right? I think spontaneity is a young person's game. You know, if I was to give any advice to a young person watching, it would be make mistakes. If learn from them, make better mistakes. You know, that's the time to be. Maybe this is a generational thing. Who knows? Let's dig into it. Next, joy and excitement. Spontaneity can significantly enhance the joy and excitement in life. The thrill of unexpected experiences and the richness of impromptu moments often create lasting memories. These experiences can bring a sense of adventure and vitality that routine and planning may not provide. I have seen more plans fail, I'm going to be honest, because they weren't properly executed because of poor planning than I've seen successful endeavors through spontaneous decision making. I'm thinking about one individual in particular, a professional that I knew I worked with, who was the king of spontaneous bad decisions. Let's do this. Wasting company money, Anyway, let's continue. Authentic connections, spontaneous interactions and decisions can lead to more authentic connections with others. They allow individuals to express themselves more freely and form bonds over shared, unplanned experiences. This authenticity can deepen relationships in ways that structured interactions may not. Those, my friends, are your pros and cons. Do you agree with this, Natch? Do you think spontaneity is overrated?
Well, for me, it's always been overrated. Here. I've never seen it like a good quality.
Yeah, this is something it took me years to learn. And now I get the comment, well, why can't you be more spontaneous? So boring. Am I, though? Am I, or is that just the way society has decided to place the flag? Spontaneous, good. Planning and preparation, bad. Planning and preparation, boring. Spontaneous, exciting. I think this is more of a societal issue because I think with proper planning, we achieve better results. We achieve better outcomes. And isn't that why we make decisions, friends? So we can have the best possible outcome for ourselves and those around us? Spontaneous decision-making is somewhat it holds us back, I think. I didn't really start to grow as a person until I realized that. But look, that's what I think. Who gives a damn what you think, Rob? I want to know what the audience thinks. So in a moment, I'm going to post a poll in the chat, and you, my friends, you're going to tell me. Spontaneity is overrated. True or false? I will post a poll for our audience, and they will tell us. Friends, so many things. An infinite number of things. By the way, I see all the comments from the audience. I'll get to them when I get back. Thank you. Thank you so much for writing. Okay. So many things you could have been doing this morning, friends. An infinite number of things. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me in the Natch, and it means the world. See you soon. Hey, guys. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to today's Friday edition of the Probo Show. How are you doing, friends? We have the vote live in the chat. There is a link there for our audience. Go and click on that. Vote on today's unpopular opinion, which is spontaneity is overrated. The link is in the chat. A few people have voted already. Okay, what did we cover in today's show? Wow, some interesting news today. From the death of O.J. Simpson. He acquitted in the trial of the century, but later convicted on robbery and kidnapping charges. Jeez Louise. Former NFL superstar actor who severely tarnished his reputation. Escaped prison, but ended up going there anyway. We looked at Amazon growing to over 750,000 robots, which is worrying because they are the world's second largest private employer. And finally, we looked at the dumb phone boom. We looked at a couple in the US who started a business selling dumb phones. Basically the opposite of a smartphone, with no apps, no nonsense. You know, you just make calls. Oh, remember those days? In fact, you know what I mean? I would take a mobile phone that was incapable of making phone calls. You know what I mean? Anyway, and then I kind of asked the Natch there, like, if he would be more tempted to give a dumb phone to his baby Natch or Natches, because yeah, I worry. If I had a kid, I would worry about giving that kid a mobile phone, man. Honestly, you know, we both, Natch and I, know someone whose daughter has been really affected psychologically by social media in a negative way. And that worries me. It worries me for my godchildren. Yeah. Anyway, let's get into today's unpopular opinion, which was spontaneity is overrated. We went through some pros and cons. Let me turn my attention to the amazing people joining me in the chat right now. Vero says, false. In my honest opinion, being spontaneous is not a bad thing. You should always try to go with the truth up front. However, there are times when that can lead to problems with certain people. Bridge says, Rob, I'm glad you matured. Bueno, put an asterisk next to that. I mean, I'm no longer impulsive, but matured is a big word. I, on the other hand, have migrated in the other direction. Having one's head drilled into does that. Yeah, look, I'm not saying if I'm going to be honest with you, there is a time and a place for spontaneity. You know, I get to scratch that itch when I make art. You know, that's the place for spontaneity, when you're engaging in a creative endeavor. But usually that spontaneity is best practiced in the planning stage. You know? Which ironically is the part that is the least spontaneous, right? That's just my opinion. That's my creative process. So I don't know how you guys act. I mean, yeah, in art, you know, it's usually kind of good to just go on impulse, You know, I encourage that to people who I've made art with or who I've served as a mentor to in creating art. But that's where, you know, that's where the buck stops for me. You know, in your everyday life, you know, spontaneity. I don't understand how being impulsive has garnered the recognition it has as a positive attribute. Certainly not when you're in advancing years like myself or like the Natch, even though he's a millennial. Right, Natch? You're welcome for all the music, by the way. Anyway, yeah, all that great music, Generation X, just saying. All right, let's get into some comments I received on Instagram. Nessa says, agree. Why be spontaneous when you're more comfortable with careful planning? Yeah. And also there is the big caveat of subjectivity, right? Every person is different. Just because someone loves to plan and prepare doesn't mean they're boring. You know, maybe they're planning and preparing something big and something adventurous. You know, both times I did the Camino were in times of where I'd kind of dropped a lot of my impulsivity. And both of those things, you know, are quite wildly adventurous. Or both of those times were quite adventurous times. Leo says, honestly, I get why some people think spontaneity is overhyped. In my line of work, it's gold. You've got to be ready to ride the wave and pivot on the fly. Pryor says, I've always believed in the power of a well-laid plan. Spontaneity is like gambling with your time. Oof, grip. Can we get a Probo approved for Pryor?
Probo approved.
Pryor, next time you write to me, please give me a pronunciation key for your name because I'm always a little bit unsure. Max says, overrated. Spontaneity is the lifeblood of creativity, says Max. And Ella, finally, there's time and a place for spontaneity, sure. But overrated, absolutely. In education, you need structure to guide learning. Yeah. Is this an argument, spontaneity versus planning or spontaneity versus structure? It's an interesting point. I mean, sure, maybe a certain element of spontaneity is breaking away from structure, right? To, you know, forge your own path. Yeah, interesting. Thanks for that. Ella, Nessa's with us. Hello, I made it. How are you doing, Nessa? And Nessa also gave me a good unpopular opinion for next week. Thank you for that. Do you know any spontaneous people you would consider spontaneous, Natch? And are their qualities? Second question. And are there qualities of spontaneity that you admire? You know, is there anyone spontaneous that you admire? Is there something, anything about that aspect of being that you think, wow, I wish I could adopt some of that? Yeah. Difficult question. I know, especially for 9 a.m. Natch. What do you think? No judging. There's no right or wrong. Yeah, it's difficult. You know, I was having a conversation with our Ruby yesterday because she's feeling a little self-conscious about her show, even though it's a great show. And yet, what makes her most nervous is the improvised elements, whereas that is the waters in which I swim the most comfortable. When I have no script and I'm just being able to talk on the fly. Because a lot of us just simply feel more comfortable in the area of having that structure to lean on, to rely on. And there is no right or wrong answer. This is a completely subjective discussion. By the way, guys, the link is still active for the poll if you want to go ahead and voice your opinion there. And I think this is a grass is always greener kind of argument. Okay, spontaneous people would love to be more pragmatic and more structured and better planners. I think people who are more pragmatic, better planners and everything would love to be more spontaneous. And I think the detail here is in the balance or perhaps over the timeline of a person's life. I think the time to be spontaneous and wacky is when you're either really late on in the autumn or the winter of your years or in your youth. when you want to make all the mistakes and you want to do all the learning possible. And let's be frank, my friends, you learn much more from your mistakes than you do from your triumphs. And I think, and again, this is just an opinion, from 30 to maybe 60, that's the time you kind of knuckle down and you get a plan in place. You try not to take too many risks because you're playing with your future. Would you agree with that assessment, Natch?
Yes.
All right, dude, look at that. Look at that. We found a point of commonality. Let's see how people voted, shall we? All right, we're going to close the poll right now. So here we go. If you haven't voted, it's too late. Actually, we've got some more comments here. Hello, Nessa from Nessa. Chris Valroll, morning. Now I'm in the best place ever. Being spontaneous is good. It's authentic, but sometimes it's like an opinion. It's better to save it. Overall, I think I like it. Nessa says, the thing is, and thinking about those who talk about creativity and being spontaneous, do you need to be spontaneous to think outside the box? I really don't think so. I don't think it has to do with the level of creativity. Spontaneity can help. Because often, it's not the fact that spontaneity helps, it's often the fact that overthinking leads to inaction. And that's why spontaneity has garnered the reputation for being a catalyst for creativity. Like in brainstorming sessions, you often hear the phrase, there are no bad ideas. No hay malas ideas. There are no bad ideas. Just give me your ideas. Why? Because overthinking an idea, you know, too much planning can often put on the brakes. I don't know if that makes any sense. At least that's my interpretation of it. But anyway, I asked you, our friends in the chat, I made the statement rather that spontaneity is overrated. What was the translation of that? My God, I should know this off the top of my head. La spontaneidad está sobrevalorada. I couldn't find it, so if I screwed it up, my bad. All right. So spontaneity is overrated. And you guys said 67% true. Yeah. So let's dig into some final thoughts here. My interpretation of this. Look. Yeah, I'm in that phase of my life where spontaneity can be more of a hindrance than a help, I think. Although I do recognize it as a tool for good ideas. Sometimes it can be so frustrating brainstorming with overly pragmatic, overly people who plan and like to be ordered and structured. There is room for chaos in creativity. I do believe it's a catalyst for good ideas and a lack of inhibition. Does that make sense? The idea that, you know, there are no bad ideas, that we're free here to be spontaneous and to be creative. I think that's a great tool to employ, but it's a tool. It's a tool. It's not to be employed in every aspect of your life. You know, I've had criticisms as post 35 for my nature as a bit of a planner and someone who enjoys structure, or rather needs structure. I think I'm a person who needs structure, so to keep me anchored. I've had criticisms, you know, why can't you be more spontaneous? Why does everything have to be so detailed, so planned? That's simply because, you know, I like to use spontaneity where I think it's the most useful, and that is in creative endeavors. And that's why I can be so prolific when it comes to creating things. So yeah, whereas I think spontaneity may be overrated in society, that yeah, we tend to see spontaneity, it has a connotation, a positive connotation, whereas, you know, being a planner, being structured, kind of holds or carries with it a little bit of negative meaning. I would say that's probably not the truth. There is a shade of grey there, and that's where most of us ideally operate. But you know what Grandpa Bo would say about that? He'd say, that's just your opinion, Baldy. And opinions, they're like buttholes. Everyone has one, and they all stink. Let's go to today's 100 Humans. my God. It was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans. And I asked them all a question. Today's question was, name something people hire someone to plan. Name something people hire someone to plan. Nombra algo por lo que la gente contrata a alguien para planificar. I asked them that question. They gave me their answers. I've got the top seven answers right here. Your job in the chat is to identify those top seven answers. A big thanks to Thelia, Nessa, Ravdos, Emily, Nessa, Vanessa, CJ, Barbas, Izzy, and Pilar. That's all, folks, and many more who interacted on Instagram. All right. So here we go. Here we go. As always, we go first to our one and only Oracle. Oracle, what is something that people hire someone to plan?
A wedding.
A wedding. A wedding. Interesting. Interesting. A wedding. Is a wedding there? Yes, it is. Well done, Matt. Leo, Pilar, Emily, Ravdos, they all said wedding. Well done, sir. Well done. Do you know what, Natch? It's the number one answer. Oh. Dude, where do you go to get your mojo fixed? It was a little broken yesterday. Today you're on fire, sir. You're on fire. Okay, that's the first of seven identified. Well done. Chris Valroll says a trip. A trip. A trip. Thelia on Instagram agrees with us. She says, a trip, a travel agency. I can't fly out of Spain without without planning all of them. A travel agency. Is a trip there a vacation? Vacaciones? Yes, it is. Well done. My God. The audience, killing it today. Killing it. Vacation is there. 13 of 100 humans said a vacation. Third place. All right. Interior design, says Fours in the audience. Interior design. So planning the look of the interior of your house. It's a great answer. Is it there? No, it's not. What? Good answer, but not there. Oh, sorry, Fours. Sorry. I'm going to give you a few clues, although most of Leo said, as apart from wedding, on Instagram, he said a move, like a movers, when you're planning like to move house, you know, you hire someone to get all your stuff, to plan it out, to do the thing. Is a move there? Leo, sir, on fire, a move is there. Mudanza. The only person in the live audience, the only person on Instagram that said a move. Well done, Leo, on fire. I don't think anyone else would have gotten that. Choosing clothes, says Chris Valroll. Wow. If you were rich, Natch, would you have like a wardrobe person? Not me neither.
No.
I don't have enough clothes. Even if I were rich, I would still dress exactly the same. And I would still live in a small apartment. Because I think, you know, the more you have, the more trapped you are in your own lifestyle. Okay. BTI in the chat says a burial. A burial. Or a funeral. Let's say a funeral. Funeral. Is a funeral there? Interesting. CJ Barbas on Instagram, as well as Ravdos, all said funeral. Is a funeral there? Yes, it is. My God. You guys are on fire. Well done. Funeral is their sixth most popular answer. Only three more to identify. A personal trainer, says Chris Valroll, to get in shape. Personal trainer. Great answer, but it's not there. Sorry. Okay. Let's see. Who else do we have? We have, let's take a look at Instagram. We have Ella. Ella says, an event. An event? Something so broad? I suppose like, you know, company event, things like that. Event planners, they exist. Is an event there? Yes, it is, Ella. Well done. It is. I don't think anyone would have gotten that either. Let's see, who else do we have? Ooh, Nessa has a good one here. She says, an anniversary. An anniversary. Do you mean like an anniversary party? Like a, you know, like a birthday? A birthday is an anniversary, a wedding anniversary. But usually those are like parties, right? Hmm. I think she means a party. In the interest of getting through this section, Natch, I'm interpreting Nessa's anniversary as party. She says yes. Okay. So is party there? Yes, it is. Well done, Nessa. Yeah, no, with a little creativity, we get through that. Do you have any plans? Yeah, like, will you ever stop working, Natch? Will you ever stop working, like earning money through exchanging your time? Will you ever, do you have a plan for the future?
Not a plan, but I would love to stop working, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you usually ask for advice about that, right? You have someone to plan that. What would be something that you would hire someone to plan for you?
Retirement.
Your retirement! Well done, sir. That's the last one. It was actually the fourth most popular answer, but no one, not on Instagram, not in the audience, said retirement. Starting a company, said Nessa. Wow, that's a good one too. Sadly, not there though. Let's get into the top seven. I asked 100 humans to name something people hire someone to plan. In position number
seven,
an event. An event. In position number
six,
we had a funeral. Funeral, an evento. A funeral. In position number
five,
una mudanza. A move. A move. In position number
four,
retirement, jubilación. Let me take another run up at that. Jubilación. Okay, thank you. Until I get the nod, I don't stop repeating the word. That's how it works around here. In position number
three,
13 of 100 humans said vacation. Vacaciones. In position number
two,
a party. 25 of 100 humans would hire someone to plan a party. Fiesta. And finally, in position number
one,
with 29 of 100 humans, boda, wedding. How did you guys get so sexy and intelligent? I'll never know, but you did it. Well done, my friends. Well done. All right, let's move on to complete the news.
Complete the news!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for complete the news. I'm going to give you a real news headline. A real news headline today from CNN. Okay, a real news headline, but I'm going to leave out some important information. Your job in the chat, in the audience, is to identify the missing information with the three options I give you. If you are one of the many people watching the show right now but not interacting, friends, this is your moment. Because all you have to write is A, B, or C. Okay. It's true. People write to me a lot. They say, I don't like, I feel shy to write. Guys, this is it. A, B, or C. Let's get into it. A French woman found dead in an Italian church was blank in a possible TikTok stunt, says police. Una mujer francesa encontrada muerta en una iglesia italiana, blank, en posible truco de TikTok, dice la policía. So what was she doing? What misadventure was she doing to be found dead in a church, possibly for TikTok? A, B, or C? Is it A, eating cinnamon? Eating cinnamon. Cardamomo? How do you say cinnamon? It's not cardamomo, no?
Canela.
Canela, that's the one. Do they say it's an aphrodisiac?
They say so, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, me neither, man. Me neither. In position number B, no, sorry, letter B, we had searching for ghosts. Searching for ghosts. Buscando a fantasmas. Or is it C, dancing down the aisle, bailando down the aisle. How do you say the aisle in a church?
El pasillo.
El pasillo. Bailando por el pasillo. A, B, or C. French woman found dead in an Italian church was blank in a possible TikTok stunt. Possibly truco de TikTok or acción de TikTok. A, B or C. Was she A, eating cinnamon, B, searching for ghosts, buscando fantasmas, or C, bailando por el pasillo, dancing down the aisle? A, B or C. The chat is deadlocked right now, Natch. What do you think?
B.
You think B, searching for ghosts. Would you watch that TikTok video? Woman searching for ghosts in an Italian church?
No.
No, me neither. I wouldn't watch any of them, to be fair. Dancing down the aisle, none of it. The chat has settled on... Oh, we have a consensus. Chat is saying B. And you said B as well, Natch. Oh. Does Rob win this one? Let's see. Okay, a possible TikTok stunt led to a French woman being found dead in Italian church. She was... It's Friday, and there are no flies on you. Chat and Natch, it is B, searching for ghosts. Buscava fantasmas. In northern Italy's Aosta Valley, a 22-year-old French woman's body was found in an abandoned church, sparking police investigations that suggest she was looking for a haunted house as part of a ghost-hunting adventure. Before her departure, she informed family members of her intentions. A police speculate her death could be related to a TikTok stunt, a ghost-hunting competition. Jeez Louise. We need to, you know, if you're 22-year-old, you know, touch some grass. There is life outside TikTok. All right, friends. Well, look, that's all we've got time for in today's show. As always, you can interact with me and the show on Instagram. I think I'm going to post a little complete the news on Instagram to close out the week, as well as decide on a name for the people who watch the show. We've had Probo Showers, Bohemians, Warriors. We'll figure that out this weekend on Instagram too. So join me there at Professional Bohemian, or join me on Patreon to see all the news and articles. There are a lot of free content on there, and it's free if you don't want to pay. All right, my friends. So many things you could have been doing this week, but instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you next time.